Blog Talk Radio.
The Eddie Jones Talk Show, coming to you live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Eddie Jones Jr., a native of Los Angeles, California, has been president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association for 10 years and a public servant for the last 20 years. Mr. Jones has worked with a variety of leaders from all over the United States, such as Dr. Earl Ofari Hutchinson, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Yvonne Burke, Congresswoman Diane Watson, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. III, John Mack, Councilman Herb Wesson, Councilman Bernard Parks, Dick Gregory, Danny Bakewell Sr., and a host of governors, congresspeople, and council people. Tune in every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can tune in at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Click on the guest photo or link to listen live, or listen in at 323-642-1569. Press 1 to comment on the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. It's Monday, August the 15th, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful Monday. Every day is a beautiful day, you know, that God has made. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and you know we don't have no smoking guns on the show. We don't talk about stuff that's not real. We keep it real on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You know, this is a civil rights show. This is a constitutional rights show. This is a human rights show. We talk about all kinds of topics. I want to give a big shout-out to Leola Brown. Just talked to her the other day. She's coming back. I saw the articles that they posted up on you, Leola, and don't believe the hype, okay? You keep fighting for Whitney Houston, and you keep fighting for Bobby Christina Brown. It's a story that needs to be told. It's a story that will be heard, and we're going to be up on it here on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So, Leola Brown, I know you're listening out there in Atlanta and ATL. Much love to you and Bobby and the family, okay? Much love. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We're going to have a very exclusive and very special guest on our show today. You know, I just want to say to you guys right now, whatever we talk about today on the show today, there's no judgment. There never is judgment on anybody that comes on this show. We all have opinions, and you might like an opinion or you might dislike an opinion, but you're on an open discussion on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio, where we talk about everything. Let me just share a couple of our guests that we've had on our show. We had the real Freeway Rick Ross. He came on our show. He was a very, very intelligent, very talented brother that played in the tennis league at Dorsey High School, where I went to high school. Not trying to brag about Dorsey, but yeah, we are D-House in the house. Anyway, back to the story. Yeah, I had some very exclusive guests on the show. I had Frank Lucas, who played the American Gangster. I had him on the show. I've had Joe Jackson on my show. I've had so many great people, Leola Brown, Kelsey Brown. I've had people from when they had the water shortage. I was up on that story out there in Flint, Michigan. I want to give a shout-out to Phyllis. I want to give a shout-out to all my people at the Motown family, Sherry Gordy, you know, nothing but love. You and Robert Gordy and all the rest of the family, and Carrie Brown, you know, I got nothing but love for you, everybody out there in Vegas right now, okay? We do what we do. And, you know, hold on one second. We got a caller calling in. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Call the number. Call the other number. Yeah, I'm going to get you on. Call the other number back. Call the other number. And I'm going to get you right on.
The 1-805-436?
No.
It's 323?
I'm in the middle of the show. Call me right now, brother.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Okay, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. And we are in the middle of our show here, and we are dealing with this telephone situation here, so don't go anywhere. We're still on the show. We're still doing our thing on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want you to know out there that we've had some very exclusive guests on the show. You know, I'm a civil rights activist. I've been doing this for a very long time. I'm not going to stop because no justice, no peace. We need justice, okay? We need justice and we need peace every single day. Now, don't go anywhere. We got a caller calling in. I just want to see here. Okay. Got a caller calling in. Caller, can you hear me there?
Yes.
Okay, caller, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm doing fine. First of all, I want to welcome you to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I was trying to get the phone situation together here. We had a couple of technical difficulties, which sometimes happen, but we're here. We're in the house. It's a beautiful Monday, August the 15th, 2016, and I was just saying on the show how we keep it real. Now, before we get in, now, this is our guest today. Please tell everybody your name, please.
My name is Sherwood Fleming, Jr.
Okay, and tell us, you know, a little bit about you, and then we're going to do some news real quick, and we're going to come back to you.
Okay, I did 30 years. Originally out of Venice, California. My mom, beautiful woman, she passed away in 2002. She was, 2003, but she worked at one of the country's first think tanks, modern-day think tank, the Rand Corporation. And I got caught up in the gang violence out in Venice and ended up doing 30 years for a murder, second-degree murder, and I was accused of being a shooter, even though I wasn't. And God had my back, and I did 30 years, and I made it out.
Well, first of all, Brother Sherwood, welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on Faces of Success Radio. We're here every single Monday. Every Monday we're here on the show. Now, listen, if you're listening to the show, you want to tell another family member, you want to tell a cousin, you want to tell an associate, you want to tell one of the homies or anybody about the show right now, you can text them. I want you to group text them. I want you to email them right now. I want you to Facebook them right now. I want you to use every social media that you have to locate somebody, because we're about to get deep on the show and talk about the real deal, Holyfield. We don't have no smoking guns on the show. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. If you want to get in on the phone and listen to the show, cell phone, house phone, office phone, dial 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569. Now, if you're on your iPad, your laptop, your desktop, all you do is go to facesofsuccessradio.com. facesofsuccessradio.com. And on the search, you type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and you'll be live on your desktop, on your iPad, or whatever you have, okay? You're in on the show once you do those one or two things, okay? Now, like I was saying, we've had some very exclusive guests on the show. You know, I worked on the wrongful death of Michael Jackson. I want to give a big shout-out to the Jackson family, and that goes for the kids and everybody there. And I want to give a big shout-out to, like I said, all my friends over at Motown. I want to give a big shout-out to all my friends at Susan Miller Dorsey High School, D House Forever. What a fantastic, phenomenal BQ that went down the other day. And I just want to say it was fabulous. The barbecue ribs were good. The potato salad was good. And the love from the people was excellent. And this is what we got to do. Now, do Black Lives Matter? And we're going to get to our very exclusive guest in just a moment. Now, I want to let you guys know I'm only doing 1 hour today because I lost a family member. My father-in-law passed away, and I have to go to his homegoing service. So please keep me in prayer today. Please keep me in prayer because this is going to be sensitive for my grandchildren, sensitive for my children, and, of course, sensitive for family whenever you lose someone you love. Right, Brother Sherwood?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. So like I was telling you guys, you know, we have Leola Brown on the show. She's going to be coming back on our show. And next week we're going to have Miss Tammy Simpson on our show. Tammy Simpson is the one that her son was going to have a basketball scholarship. He was going to be a multimillionaire. And some of the guys that were supposed to be growing up with him on the team, they murdered him. Okay, so she's going to be on our show next week. We're going to be talking to her. And then we're supposed to have a police officer come on our show and talk about what they do, how they do it, and why they do what they do, and you know, the good officers out there and the bad officers. That's on our show for next week. Now, right now, I've been listening and watching Milwaukee. There's been a young man out in Milwaukee that was 23 years old who was shot down by another African-American officer. However, the story goes is that the African-Americans that were here, and this is why I talk about do Black Lives Really Matter, the African-American brothers and sisters out there were already going at it. When the police came, he was trying to break it up between those folks, and then some kind of way he was chasing one down, and that one turned around and supposedly he had a weapon in his hand. The officer fired, shot him fatally, and, of course, he passed away, and then they started rioting in their own community. Okay, here's my take on that. Okay, was it good for the officer to shoot him? We don't know the circumstances yet. They have to do an internal investigation, and then they need to do a fast-track investigation to come back to the community to calm everybody down, because right now it's going down in Milwaukee. You know, I went out there to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I met with the Alton Sterling family. It was going down out there. I never met so many people and spoke to so many people at once, thousands of people, just the ocean of our people. If we realize and analyze and evaluate the power and the authority that we have, because we are not kings and queens, we are emperors and empresses. And when we take our right position, yes, then black lives will matter. But if we're shooting each other, if we're killing each other, and if we're beating each other up, if we're disrespecting our women with words, if we're disrespecting our children, if we're not standing up being who we're supposed to be, black lives don't matter. So take that. Analyze and evaluate that. What do we need to do to make black lives matter? First, we need to respect each other. And then we need to love on each other. And then we need to have good communication skills with a whole bunch of patients. Okay, I hope that sinks into the resonance of your heart and mind. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Okay, while we're doing the news and then we're going to get into our interview, I'm really proud of America, the United States of America, and the Olympics. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Our gymnastics team, our track team, my sister that was in the swimming pool got down and she picked up a couple of medals. We're looking good. So this is the point I'm trying to get to, though. Even though we're looking good with all the medals, if Donald Trump gets in office, we won't be looking good, okay? So I'm asking everybody that's listening to me, to the sound of my voice, get out there and make a difference and vote, okay? Okay, vote, okay? Because your vote definitely counts. And we don't want, I don't want Donald Trump building a wall and calling martial law in the United States and going into every home all over the United States and trying to find all the illegal immigrants, no matter what nationality they are. So, you know, we don't want that going down. So get out and vote, okay? That's what I have to say about that. The other thing is we are all praying for Louisiana right now. You know, the storm just took over. Everything is underwater. Several people have passed away. So let's pray for Louisiana. As you can see, with all that stuff going on down there, and I just left out there, and I thank you, God, for letting me get back before the storm came. But you know what, though? God's going to help us weather that storm in Louisiana where they killed Alton Sterling, and where they killed a young man in Ferguson, and where they killed a young man in Los Angeles or Detroit or Chicago or Atlanta. We shall overcome, like Dr. King said. But we have to keep King's dream alive by making black lives matter, by showing each other love, dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, and love on our women like never before. So I just want to take a moment to say, let's keep Louisiana in prayer. Let's pray for Milwaukee, because here's my take on that. Why would you tear up your own stores? You know your baby needs diapers. You know the kids need food. Don't tear up nothing in your community. If you want to get mad and riot, riot on paper. And let's take it to the White House. Okay? Because that's the only thing they understand. All that other stuff, tearing up our community, that is their expectation of us as a people. We got to start marching on paper. Documentation works with a strong voice and a large following. Strength runs in number. I'm ready to leave. Whenever y'all ready to go to D.C., let me know. Strength runs in numbers. We can go there just like we did for the Million Man March. If you want to be heard, we can get on that Congress floor. But we got to be ready on paper. Okay? All right, so whenever you're ready, you can reach me. This is my email. NoMoreViolenceLosAngeles@yahoo.com. NoMoreViolenceLosAngeles@yahoo.com. Hit me on there if you're ready. Okay, because I'm ready, and I stay ready. That way I don't have to get ready when it comes to fighting for justice for our people. I have a very good friend of mine, Carmen Tyler. She calls me Justice Jones. I want to give a shout-out to Carmen and Terry and everybody else at the barbecue. It was fantastic, off the hook. Anyway, Brother Sherwood, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm blessed. I'm just blessed to be here. Blessed when I woke up this morning, okay. Pastor.
Yes, yes. And I want to give a shout out to your wife.
Okay. She's in the tub right now, but she sends her love and prayers.
Just sending a shout out to your whole family, your wife and the whole family. Okay. You did 30 years. You did 30 years, right, Brother Sherwood?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And
yes, I did. 30
if you don't
years.
Mind, you did 30 years. Now, what year was it that you went into prison?
I got arrested in 1980. By the time I turned 21, I was already in San Quentin. I turned 21 in San Quentin. They only had two prisons then in California that had wardens. Every other prison had superintendents. Folsom was one prison, and San Quentin was the other prison that had wardens. And I turned 21 in San Quentin. And it was a Dante-esque type existence when it pertaining to the inferno. It was something that you never want to wish on your worst enemies, because it teaches you to hate. But I was blessed and ran into really good people. Geronimo Pratt, Joe Sturgis, John Walker, just good people, good brothers that stood up for, because when I think it's important for the listeners to know one of the impacts of going to prison. It's already racially divided, but if you're a brother, you have not only the whites, you have the Mexicans, you have the administration against you, and so they're gonna get with the other races to conspire against you. Like Saturday, June 19th, 1982, when they had probably the biggest riot, in the way they even made a movie based off of that riot called The Women of San Quentin.
Yeah.
But in actuality, in less than 7 minutes, 158 people got shot. And out of the 158 people, 155 were black, were brothers. And they arranged
this. And that happened, let me get this right, Brother Sherwood, that happened in San Quentin prison in 1982?
Yes, sir. 1982.
Wow.
And
you were there when that happened?
I was right there. I mean, they aimed toward, they had like a, wow. It's kind of hard to wrap one's brain around, the tableau or scene where, you're facing 400 people, angry people, you know, just that are raising their fists and yelling and running towards you, you know, brandishing weapons and knives and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, you get within like 3 feet and all of a sudden all the weapons land on your side. And then all the guards aim all the guns at you. And, you know, they're on the gun rail above. So it's like a duck shoot or a turkey shoot. And we were just like
right.
pigeons. Yeah, we were just, you know, I mean, yeah. And
but you know what, Brother Sherwood? You know,
we made it.
Almighty God, because today you're telling the story on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We're here every single Monday. Today our guest is Brother Sherwood. And as I stated, you're going to hear some things on the show today, because we keep it real on the show today. We're talking about different topics and different subjects that have to do with the prison system. The prison system has not, as far as I'm concerned, been good to us or our people. We're talking about when you get out of prison, how do you readapt to society? We're going to talk about that for a minute. We're going to talk about getting out of prison and having a felony and getting a job. We're going to talk about that for a minute. Matter of fact, let's talk about your case. What happened so the people understand why you did 30 years? Could you tell us about your court case, how you got there?
Well, what happened was I wasn't in gangs or anything like that, but it was race wars going on in Venice between the blacks and the Hispanics. and a lot of blacks were getting shot. And I think one of my cousins had gotten shot, and I was coming down the street. Saw one of my associates, one of my younger associates, and he was on a mission. And I wasn't one to run or be scared, but when two people came along, two Hispanics, I didn't know that he was going to shoot them, but that's what ended up happening, and I was there. But they ended up sentencing me as a person who pulled the trigger or been a shooter. And I was coerced into taking a plea agreement. But when the judge explained to me what was going to happen, that's when I tried to withdraw the plea. And, yeah, I was pretty much railroaded. The judge refused to let me withdraw my plea because I was admitting that I was going to be who did the shooting. And this is at Santa Monica Courthouse, and there was it was a lot of blacks, tens out of hundreds of blacks from Venice and Santa Monica and other areas that were sent at that court, and they were railroaded there. And that's another reason why they turned that court into a civil court, because so many brothers got railroaded out of there. And every time I became eligible for parole, every time I went to board, the board hearing in itself became nothing more than a trial, which they kept telling me I would spend the rest of my life in prison because I would not admit to being a shooter. And because I wasn't a shooter, the major reason why I did 30 years, because they sent me to 15 to life plus 2 years for the gun, which was never found. And, it was only through me getting a declaration from my crime partner who told the police that I was a shooter, and because he was the youngest, and that I was sentenced, and they believed him. And I got a declaration from him.
Now, Brother Sherwood, how old were you when you went to prison? When you were in that courtroom, how old were you then?
I was 20 years old.
Okay, and so how old were you when you finally got out?
I was 50. 50.
Okay, well, I want to, first of all, everybody out there, we're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Our guest on the show today is Brother Sherwood, and we're talking about Brother Sherwood. You know, we have calls from behind the wall sometimes. We have people call from prisons, and I hope one of them call in today. If you're out there, and I'm talking to you, Phyllis Bell, you're one of the people to call from behind the walls, you know, and we always talk about to people from behind the walls because they tell us what's going on within those walls, and they share their cases with us on the show. We've had shootings on the show. We've talked about black-on-black crime, black-on-brown crime. We talked about voting rights. We talk about all kinds of stuff on the show. We just keep it real, and a lot of people have been calling our show. And I get calls from all over the United States of America. People call from Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit. People listen in from all over because they know this is real, okay? And the more God uses me to keep it real, the more I'm going to just keep putting it out there because I want it to be less of me and more of God and what we're doing to change this thing with justice and civil rights and human rights and constitutional rights. And also, too, the prison system needs to be revamped, revitalized, rehabilitated, and rejuvenated because it's old, it's disgusting, and a lot of people are not getting due process. And I'm concerned about people behind the walls who are not getting due process, okay? I want you guys to know that this complex is a giant, giant working, money-making machine. This prison system is an economic way for the rich to get richer and the poor to stay poor. There is no middle class in the prison system. It's just the rich people putting their foot down on people's neck. What do you think about that, Brother Sherwood?
I concur on every point. System is designed to wow. The system is designed to incarcerate people of color, not just black but Hispanic. If you're Asian, you too. It's like, for me, I can best say it is like, if you want to learn, they go out their way to make sure that there are roadblocks, especially if you stand up for what's right, especially if you don't end up trying to if you don't snitch on your fellow brothers. It's tough. It's for us, but the medical facilities. I mean, thank God the feds took over the medical now. But I've seen people. I mean, people where they let people die. I've seen people where the administration would not just where people fell down having heart attacks, and they would walk out there and knowing that they need to run. And yeah, and they wouldn't receive treatment for at least an hour, and they let them die. That's one of the
Wow. Well, you know, Brother Sherwood, to everybody out there, you're listening to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faith of Love Success Radio. Our show is on every Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Today we're going to only do 1 hour. I'll be off the show after this interview on my way to a homecoming celebration for my father-in-law. Please keep me in prayer today. Me, my children, and my grandchildren, and my great-granddaughter, that we will be able to come together in unity and have a good homegoing celebration. Look, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Our guest is Sherwood. Sherwood, I got some statistics here. I've been doing some research, since we last talked, and I have some information that I would like to share with everybody listening to the show, because I want to show everybody that economically the prison system is robbing the United States of America, okay, to house the average prisoner in state prison is $23,876 per person. Okay, so to house one person per year in the prison system is $23,876, okay? The American prison system makes $74 billion per year. This is out of 40 prisons in the United States of America. 40 states. I'm sorry, it's 40 states, not 40 prisons, more than 40 prisons. It's 40 states in the United States of America that makes, their particular system alone makes $74 billion per year. Okay. The taxpayers who pay taxes will pay $5.4 billion per year in taxes to the prison system. So the price of prisons, okay, so if you are paying taxes and you're a taxpayer, which most of us are, we're giving the prison system $5.4 billion in taxes, okay? And so that's per year to take care of 40 states with prisons for a year, is $38,495,000, okay? All right, it's a lot of money taking care of prisons.
A lot of money.
Yes, it is. They're making a killing taking care of prisons. Okay, listen to this. There are currently 2.4 million people in American prisons. There are currently 2.4, these are statistics. There are currently 2.4 million people in American prisons. USA holds 25% of the world's total prisons. One in every 108 adults was in prison or in jail. And one in 28 in the United States of America, one out of 28 kids has had a parent that's been behind bars. Those are statistics. Brother Sherwood, talk about what I just said here about the prison system and how much money it's making off of us and the people. How do you feel about that?
Well, I know that most of it goes to the prison guards union. They're the ones that controlled the California prison system, and they were the ones pushing for lengthier sentences because the more people in prison, the more guards they need, you know. And it became to me the most powerful union in the state of California. And they had political, and they still do have political ties. It's a shame because out here, for me, I have the skills, but I can't get a job simply because of my prison record. Even though I took rehabilitative program, brother Sherwood,
I did some research and I talked to some friends, and we are going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to talk about if you have a felony, you can get a job. Okay, if somebody you know needs to hear this right now, give them the number to the show. It's 323-642-1569. Text them the number right now. Facebook them the number. Snapchat the number. Okay, Instagram the number. And if you want to go online and listen to the show right now, you go to facesofsuccess.com, facesofsuccessradio.com, and on the search, you type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, facesofsuccessradio.com, and on the search, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and you're live on Eddie Jones Talk Show, tell a friend. Okay, we're talking about the prison system. We're talking about a man that went in young, 20 years old, and did 30 years in the prison system, who is now out free. Okay, he did his time. He's been rehabilitated, and now he's looking for work, looking at his family. And so that's another question. How is it coming out of the prison in 30 years and adapting to your family, your children, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, all your family? It's been a long time. How was the entering back into the family? How is that working for you?
It's been tough for me because, for one, the people that you were most closest to, I've gone, you know, they passed on. My mom passed on. My sister passed on. It's like, and then you're like a modern day Rip Van Winkle, a version of, you know, although that was literal, you know, from a literary perspective. For me, factoring in the information age and just, the, you know, with the fact I was gone for 3 decades, for me getting out, it was like a future shock. I felt like the world I once knew was no longer there. I stood up on the train platform on 120th and Crenshaw, and it was a new kind of fear because when I was last there, there was no platform. There were no trains. So the world's a lot less friendlier. When I first went to prison, black businesses were on the rise. It was, and now getting out and seeing black men, you know, digging in, you know, in the trash can to collect aluminum cans and bottles, it's depressing. And for me, that's all I did was read and try to learn. When I was in prison, I tried to take as many trades as I could that they would, you know. But it's another thing when you're in prison; they try to thwart you from, you know, keep you from doing anything positive. You know, especially if you're doing the time that I had to do. And
Now speaking of that, Brother Sherwood, and not to cut you off so abruptly, but it just came to my attention. Also, you, in the 30 years of you doing being incarcerated, you had to survive inside the walls, and just briefly touch on how it was to have to, you know, every day you got to survive. You don't know if you're going to have to fight somebody. Somebody's gang banging in there, you know, putting hits out on people, sending kites around and stuff like that. Talk a little bit about the gang that goes on inside the prison.
You have to get along. But at the same time, you have to be a man, you know. If you don't, mm-hmm. then everybody's gonna prey on you and you won't last. You have to have respect mutually across the board, you know, from across racial lines. You have to be prepared. You have to keep your eyes tuned to everything. But you have to feel it. For me, I learned to tell the time of day just by the shadow print of prison bars cast upon the walls of my cell in San Quentin. You have to be alert at all times at night because someone could drop a bomb, homemade bombs, via a homemade prison line, not only from down the tier, but from above as well as below. So,
Wait, hold on, Brother Sherwood, hold on. Now, a lot of people probably haven't heard this before. You're saying that they make homemade bombs inside the prison and they use it to kill people that they don't like in the prison?
Yes. That's only from, like, now today's prisons, the way they're built, the way they're built, it's not really in existence that much because they're built safer. But in the level fours, yes, it goes on. It can go on in the holes. Yeah. I did a lot of time. Well, I did quite a bit of time in the holes because sometimes standing up for what you knew you had to stand up for meant going to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't a saint. But by and by, I learned, to do more long-range thinking when it came to the preservation of my life and what I wanted in my life, albeit in prison. I learned trades. I attended different groups, breaking barriers, morals and values, and took this positive self groups, rational training, just a bunch of self-help groups and became facilitator of many for years. And but all the time you have to get along. You have to get along. But if you don't, you have to make that commitment. Should I go to the hole? If standing up for what I believe in means I'm going to, I might die. And if so, you have to make that decision. There were many nights when I didn't know whether I was going to live the next day, but I had to go out because if I didn't, then I had to face the other consequence of that lack of respect, that which was, came from my lack of strength.
Well, you know, Brother,
you understand what I mean?
Yes, I definitely understand, and I did a lot of research and a lot of, reading and stuff because I wanted to make sure that I was prepared for this very important interview that I hope the young people are listening to, because I know that you promote nobody going through this type of thing, nobody going to prison and taking precautionary measures to stay out of jail or prison. Before we go any further in the show, these are some more statistics that I picked up to show you how the prison system is robbing the taxpayers, robbing the mothers who want to talk to their kids on the phone, because there's one big way that you can really talk to a lot of prisoners, and I'm sure you know about it, Sherwood, GlobalTel Link. Now, GlobalTel Link is you got to give them your credit card number, and what they do is you could call the prison and talk to whoever, or they can call you on through GlobalTel Link. However, GlobalTel Link provides service to 57% of state prisons in the United States of America. That's more than 50%. They charge up to $17 for a 15-minute phone call. Brother Sherwood, talk about how the financial part about calling the family and the family calling you, and how much money it costs to be able to talk to your family. And they know you want to talk to your loved ones because they know you want to be close to them. So how do you feel about how they're charging people to talk to their family on those phones?
My wife, she can personally tell you to attest to that even more so, because she she always the one that was calling. And, GlobalTel Link, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She had to pay a little bit for it. How much did they charge you, baby? This is my wife. I'm talking to my wife Pat right now. She's
tell her I said hello, a shout out to her, and welcome to the Eddie Jones Talk Show, and God bless her.
$1.80 a minute.
Yeah, she said they charge $1.80 a minute, and she says hi.
Okay, so my statistics statistical studies were proper. They're right. They're right on point. They're on fleek because they charge up to $17 for a 15-minute phone call. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Can we get your wife? Can we get your wife on the phone with you right now?
Yes. Gladly.
Yeah,
you
can put
go.
Us on speaker. No. Put us on speaker.
Good morning, Pastor.
All right. Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing fantastic, phenomenal. I thank God. Now, can we be on speaker so you and your husband and I can talk to you all both at the same time?
unfortunately, his phone doesn't have a speaker.
That's okay.
But he's right by. Okay. He's right by me.
I just wanted to ask you, was it very expensive for those phone calls to the prison?
Yes, it was. It was very expensive.
And how much would you say that you would pay per month? Now, just off your mind, per month, just in phone calls to the prison.
Some months $100. Some months the highest I paid was about $200 a month.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, Ms. Pat, my heart goes out to you. And, that's a big thing that you were there, that you stayed there. And please tell everybody your name on the show, please. I apologize. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Patricia Fleming.
Okay. Okay. Well, everybody, let's welcome Ms. Patricia Fleming to the show. She is the wife of Brother Sherwood. And we just appreciate you coming on, and we just want to send a big shout-out to you. Send out some love to you, send out the power of God and the Holy Ghost to you, and keep up your phenomenal work because you nurtured and kept him strong and alive and gave him a reason for something very phenomenal to come home to.
Praise God. Well, I can't say it was
Hallelujah.
All me. It was God. It was
well,
God.
Yes, it was God. To God be the glory, but he blessed you to be a vessel.
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming on. We're going to go back over to Sherwood. Thank you so much, Patricia. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, too, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Sherwood, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us to have your wife on the show for a minute there, and those phone calls can get expensive. Now while
yes.
we're talking, okay, I want to switch reels for 1 second. Now, you talked about the medical care that wasn't good in the prison system and that you saw people die and stuff like that. There's a company, and this is from my studies, called Corazon. Corazon makes $1.4 billion a year providing health care to over 530 correctional facilities in 28 states in the United States of America. And the company's called, so you can write it down and look them up, they're called Corazon. Now, Corazon, what they do is they knock the RNs out the box, and they only hire LVNs, which are licensed vocational nurses, to work in the state prison systems. Instead of having the top of the line, which are registered nurses, instead you get licensed vocational nurses. And so that's why you have so many people that are dying, because they don't have enough people with the right credentials to do the work to help save the lives. They're just putting a Band-Aid on it so they can get $1.4 billion a year. And providing health care to over 530 correctional facilities in 28 states in the United States of America. And they have been sued 660 times for losing lives within the prison system. That is a statistic. Now,
you've done your homework.
Oh, yes, sir. I want you to know we have to study to show ourselves approved. Now, the most important part of this phone call is not only the fact that you did the 30 years in your home free with your loved ones, but the other part of this phone call was the economic money that's being made off of our people that are in the system. So I'm saying to everybody that can listen to me at the sound of my ears, tell your kids about this. You can listen to this show over and over and over. I'm going to post it up on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is Eddie Jones Jr. If you don't know, you can just go to that page and you can listen to the show as many times as you want to. All my shows are archived. All the interviews are archived, and they stay up there, okay? And so listening to our brother Sherwood today, I hope enlightens you young people that are listening to the show, because I see the phone numbers from Atlanta, Texas, Chicago, Vegas. I see all your numbers. You're online. You listen to the show, so the strength runs in numbers. Tell somebody about what we're talking about today. We're talking about the prison system and a brother who did 30 years, who knows what goes on inside the prison, that is right now expressing his views on the show, opening up, doing a candid interview. So we're not going to judge nobody, okay, because I'm not the judge. I'm just a soldier on the battlefield for God. And I always ask God to make it less of me and more of him. And I just want him to use me to be able to get information out to our people on how we can help each other and help develop ourselves and stop this killing each other and make black lives really matter. Okay? So we go deep on the show, and we go hard. But it's a reason, because knowledge is power, and wisdom is intelligence. And this is why we have to fight for our freedom. And we have the power to the right to act, and we have the right to speak, you know. And in John chapter 8, verse 36, it says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And Brother Sherwood, I believe that God set you free when he brought you home after 30 years of serving inside the prison system. And I commend you for hanging in there and coming home to your family and working on making it all that it can be. So I want to ask you something. You're looking for a job, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And your big challenge is, like, you say that they don't let people with felonies get jobs, right?
Yes, they say that anything after, that they don't go back after 10 years, but they go back. And that's the main reason for me that I've been having trouble getting employment, even doing security, any job pretty much. And then at my age, I'm 56.
Well,
people tell me I don't look like I'm 56, but I'm in shape. So
yeah.
That, once again, I was blessed.
Well,
Brother
Sherwood, I did a little homework, and I found out some good places that you can look. These are specifically for people who have felonies. First of all, there's an organization called Unity One. Unity One. And I want you to write that down. Unity One.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking for a pen right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Unity One. And to everybody out there that's listening to the show, if you know someone that has a felony, and we all do, because no one is, you know, everybody has a family member that probably got in trouble at one time. We've all gotten in trouble, maybe not to that degree, but we all get in trouble. Okay, so, while he's getting an ink pen, I just wanted to throw this out there.
Okay,
Unity One, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Unity One is an organization. I want you to Google that organization when you get a chance. Get their phone number and call them, and they deal with people who have felonies. They help people. They have a program that they do. Also, too, Jim Brown has a program called AmeriCan.
AmeriCan.
Yes, AmeriCan. AmeriCan. And I want you to Google that one, too. That's Jim Brown's program. And I actually worked with that program helping people who had felonies and that got in trouble. And I believe that organization still exists as we speak right now. Okay, there's a website called FindTheRightJob.com. FindTheRightJob.com. Now, these are all places that hire people who have felonies. Okay, they have jobs. Okay. All right. Did you get that one, Brother Sherwood?
Yes, I have got Unity One, the AmeriCan program. They actually had that and CMC East for a minute. This is back in 1990, 1991. But I was one of the few groups programs that I never got to take. I took, you know, Breaking Barriers and all that, and Creative Conflict Resolution workshops, but I didn't get a chance to participate in the AmeriCan program. I barely missed seeing Jim Brown, but. I actually used to see Jim Brown all the time skating on Venice Beach with Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Jim Kelly. That was, man, Jim. Hey, man, Jim Kelly was a bad dude. He played in that movie called Enter the Dragon. Remember that?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And
yes, he did. And Jim Kelly played tennis up at Dorsey High School a lot.
Okay. And had this purple Dino
something?
Ferrari. Huh?
Yeah. Wow. He had a purple Ferrari?
A purple Dino Ferrari. He had a couple of studios. I think he had a couple of studios on Crenshaw, too, as well.
Yes, he did. Matter of fact, I went to the Black Karate Federation, and then they had Jim Kelly's karate school on Crenshaw right down the street from the BKF. I remember that. We used to visit down there, and, we all grew up doing self-defense and karate, and we had all those great movies. Now, also, too, you can go to buzzcareer.com. Buzzcareer.com.
Buzzcareer.com. And see, here's the situation with me. As I discussed with you earlier, my wife, is going through cancer right now. And for me, I'm torn between working, and attending her but for me, I need a job right now. One hasn't popped up. I'm waiting right now to go to the board to get my guard card, maybe. They turned me down for that.
Okay, well, Sherwood, let me share something with you right now. I want you to call Staff Pro Security. Staff Pro Security.
Staff Pro.
And I just want you to call them Staff Pro Security.
And
it's in Huntington Beach, but they hire you right on the spot. You don't need a guard card. And all you do is work events like the Rams events and Dodger Stadium and different types of places like that. And I almost can, I'm going to just believe God like faith of the size of a mustard seed, because it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So
not seen.
I'm claiming it already in the name of Jesus that you're going to get this job right now. So, okay, I want to share. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success. We're talking about people who have done time in the prison system, and then they come home and they want to do right by their family, do right by themselves, and do right by their community. And they don't want to get caught up and get back in the system again, so they want to do everything positive that they can. They've been revitalized, rehabilitated, rejuvenated, and reinstated back into their society so that they can do their thing. So, Brother Sherwood, let me name some of the jobs that I looked up. I did a lot of research online. These are all the businesses that hire people that have felonies. To everybody out there that's listening to the show, I hope you have a pen or a pencil. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you want to call in and ask a question, just dial 323-642-1569. If you want to talk to Brother Sherwood and shout out to him or whatever, call 323-642-1569. I think you dial 1 if you want to make a comment, or 2 if you want to listen. Okay? You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Brother Sherwood, are you there?
Yes, I'm down.
Brother Sherwood, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, brother. Okay, good. Okay. These are all the places that hire people that have felonies. PetSmart, Amco, Ace Hardware, Ally Van Lines, American Greetings, Anderson's Windows, Apple Inc. Incorporated, Embassy Suites, which is a big hotel, Aramark, AT&T, Baskin and Robbins, Bed Bath and Beyond, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. These are all the places that hire people who have felonies. Bridgestone Tires, Buffalo Wild Wings, Campbell Soup Company, Canon Camera Company, Carl's Jr., the Dollar Tree Store, Dr. Pepper Company, General Mills, which is Wheaties, cereal, and Cheerios and all that, the Goodwill Store, where you go and take all your stuff, they hire. The Greyhound Bus Company hires people with felonies. The Hilton Hotel, Kmart, KFC, Frito-Lay, Kroger, Lowe's, the big store Lowe's, where you're going to get all the stuff for your house, whatever you need. Trader Joe's, I can't believe I can't believe Trader Joe's, but I guess they do. Trader Joe's, Tyson Foods, and yeah, no, I kept seeing Trader Joe's. I mean, come on. But they won't even open up one in the Crenshaw area, so how are they going to hire? But anyway, that's what they say. And Tyson Foods. And last but not least, U.S. Steel Corporation and the Shell Oil Company, because the Shell Oil Company right over there off of Torrance Boulevard, they hire people that do fire watch, and I think they pay them like $20-$25 an hour just to – and even if you have a criminal record or a felony, they still hire you at Shell Oil. Shell Oil, they'll hire you in the system. They'll hire you down there. So those are all the places that are hiring people that have felonies. Now, we just got a caller to call in, and I want to get that caller on the phone right now. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Caller, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Caller in the 424 area code. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I am your guest, Sherwood's, I'm his younger brother, Stephen.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the show, Stephen. You're on.
Thank you.
Go right ahead, Stephen. Welcome.
And I just wanted to call and be in support of him as well as your show. You're doing a fantastic job, and I really appreciate you having the forum to advocate for us and our people.
That is, you know, Stephen, that is extremely important. But before we go any further, Sherwood and Stephen, go ahead and holler at yourselves, man. Come on.
Hey, big bro, how you doing?
Hey, man, you okay?
Yeah, how are you? I love you.
I love you too, man. I was trying to, I just wanted to try to see if I can put it out there. I have skills. What I think that needs to be done for people getting out is them having someone that are willing to invest in them. I would love to train people to do upholstery work. I'm certified in upholstery. I do custom upholstery. I just haven't had the money. The reason why I'm out is because in addition to having an official declaration written out, sworn out by my so-called crime partner, we also had a polygraph company, come down twice to have me take a voice stress analyzer test, which would prove, not the standard polygraph, but the voice stress analyzer test. And I would, and on both occasions that the company drove down to Avenal State Prison to conduct the test, the prison deliberately canceled because they didn't want the truth to be out that I was not the shooter. So I would be in court now. I would be in the courts now if I had the money. And they know this. They actually the board of prison terms actually asked me, and it's still in my transcript, does it really make a difference, Mr. Fleming? After years constantly trying to intimidate me into admitting that I was a shooter of this terrible crime, you know, and I wasn't. So, but I don't have the money.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Right. And you know what, Brother Sherwood and Brother Stephen, that brings me to this. I did some research, and in the research it showed that if a white man went to jail and his bail was $100,000, it was more likely that he would pay his bail, get out, go back to court, and the charges would be dropped, and he would get his $100,000 back. Okay?
Wow.
I'm telling y'all how the game goes. Now the young man that didn't have that, his bail was $100,000, and he comes from a you know, whatever type of lifestyle, and he can't pay it. He not only a $100,000 bail to keep him in jail, but then he goes to court and he ends up getting a plea deal, which he ends up doing more time for whatever the thing is, because the district attorney's office, along with the other attorneys, come in and they fight to give them as much time as possible. Now, what you did, Brother Sherwood, was an amazing, justifying feat. With the help of God, you survived 30 years in the system, and now you're out free. Out being able to do what you do. Man, go ahead. You know what? We have a caller calling in. Hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces Us Success Radio. A very exclusive special guest came on to share with us about the prison system and how it is. We've been talking about the economics of the prison system and how much it's making off our people and how it's robbing us of our children and our brothers and our sisters. So let's keep everybody free so we can take this thing back over the way we should. Hold on. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, hi. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. I'm also the baby sister of your guest. This is Charlotte Franklin. I'm calling in Charlotte Fleming Franklin. And just wanted to... I'm so proud of my brother. He's always been my hero. And I'm lost in, while my brother was gone, he lost every single female relationship that a person could acquire. He lost his mom, he lost his sister, he lost a wife, and he lost a daughter. And I lost my trainer, but he kept me through a lot of things that I had to go through while he was incarcerated, because I felt like, and knowing that he was innocent, he felt like if he can go through what he's going through, there's nothing that we can do out here that if we can overcome and we're still on the outside, then we have to push through.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to publicly say that he's always been my hero, and I love him. I love my other brother that's on. And God bless you, Brother Eddie, for doing what you're doing. It's a long time coming. It's a long time coming.
Well, now, first of all, say hi to both your brothers. Go right ahead.
Hey, you. Hey, Shelly.
Love you, Mommy.
You know what? I just everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. This is very beautiful. Because when we go through things, we need support. We need a support system, and we need some unconditional love. Yes, we do things, and we get caught up in things, and maybe we did some wrong. But let the first one free of sin cast the stone.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
All right, now, what I just shared with you, I hope it sinks into the resonance of your heart and mind, because to me that's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. Before you judge anybody, let the first one free of sin cast the stone. We should be dropping our rocks and walking away right about now, all of us.
Right.
We should be dropping
That's
our
right.
rocks and walking away. But, you know, now, sister, tell everybody your name on the show for us again, please.
Yes, my name is Charlotte. My brother called me Shali.
Can I say Shali?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Well, Shali, I want to thank you for having the courage and the motivation and the unconditional love to come on and give your brother support on the live airwaves to let the whole world know that no matter what goes down, you still got his back and you're there for him. And that's phenomenal. Go ahead and talk a little bit more, Shali.
Thank you. And what I wanted to say is that had it not been for my father, Sherwood Fleming Sr., who put his life on the line and put his life on hold, spent all the money that he had, he dedicated his life. And he said to me personally, as we were going through this, that he would not die until my father was released. And he fought, he went to Barbara Boxer, he's spoken to the Congress. My dad has been a foot soldier in this. And I can tell you, we just celebrated his 80th birthday on last Monday.
Thank God.
Okay, now hold on. Stephen, Sherwood, Shali, I got to meet y'all's dad.
That's oh, yes, one. Absolutely.
I got to meet him because... Now, he is what you call a soldier on the battlefield for God. Now, he fought, yes, Pops fought for justice. So, that is so very important that we give our parents all the unconditional, dedicated love, and we need to open our ears, because some of our young people now are not, you know, they just think if you give it to them that you're supposed to give it to them.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? We got to honor and respect our parents that our days may be longer. So in your respect and your honor for your father, Brother Sherwood, he went to bat to help you fight this system, man. And so talk about that, Brother Sherwood.
Oh, man. And I thank you for bringing that up. My dad has always been a civil rights activist. My dad, it's not a survivor for human rights. My dad, there's documentation out in Venice where he, for years, touted about this camera shooting footage of police constantly arresting blacks and stuff, you know, beating them up and everything. And he had death threats on his life and everything. They beat him up, jumped on him, pepper sprayed him, threw him to the ground, and he filed a lawsuit. And they kept calling him, making death threats, but he continued. And he initially lost. And what actually made him go out to get a camera was because he initially lost because they didn't believe him. And, you know, and because of the favoritism. You know how the law is, you know, Brother Eddie, you know, so... What my dad did was went out and got him a camera and went out and shot footage. And they actually did a mini documentary of the film called Egypt Land that was based on Let It Shine.
Now, is that on YouTube right now?
I'm not sure. My brother Steve or
I know
sister,
I know it I know we converted
he
to video.
Obtained.
Yeah, we converted it to videotape. Now, in essence, what he did after he was brutalized by LAPD, he went and got a camera and took to the streets so he could police the police in order to keep not just the black kids from the neighborhood, but also the Hispanics and people of color. Just so that any injustice, it could be black, white, blue, or green, but he policed the police to make sure that they were acting in accordance with what they signed up for. And, you know, my
now,
hat.
You know,
yes, sir.
Brother Stephen, I wanted to share this with you, Brother Stephen, and Sister Shali, right? Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sister Shali, are you there?
I'm here, and my dad.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're all there, and Brother Sherwood,
mm-hmm.
you're there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We're here every Monday. If you want to listen to the show right now, you dial 323-642-1569. Now, I dare you to Facebook somebody right now, text somebody right now, Instagram somebody right now, tweet somebody right now that number to the show and tell them to listen in. I guarantee you they'll remember never to forget the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, because we keep it real on the show. There's no smoking guns. We talk about real-life situations that deal with real-life people who got to wake up in the morning, wash your face, and brush your teeth to get it going. And it don't matter what color you are. We all got to do that, okay? So I'm
That's
not going
right.
to judge anybody. We're not judging nobody on the show. We're just talking about the real deal, holy feel, about things that can happen to us and how we adapt to it, how we adjust to it, and then how we graduate from it. If God blesses us to graduate from it, then we need to have a testimony like Brother Sherwood does this morning. And his testimony is hey, walk a mile in my shoes. Okay?
Yes.
So if you haven't walked in his shoes, and then you couldn't even begin to understand the severity of being locked up behind the walls, dealing with the Mexican mafia, the black mafia, the guerrilla family, and who knows whatever else, and just trying to just survive every day. You know, so for 30 years, our brother Sherwood did that, and now he's home telling the story. He's been rejuvenated, rehabilitated, and revitalized. Brother Sherwood, come on back in, man. Take the floor.
Okay. You know, my dad was, you know, he was there and laid the basis for me standing up for what I believed in prison. And I was a part of what became – I was blessed and honored and still humbled by being a part of what became the biggest labor lawsuit settlement in CDC history. They actually had a joint venture, a sweatshop in Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego that I was unfortunately a part of. But we were people who complained. They disappeared. They came and got them in the middle of the night and transferred them somewhere. They had us making less than minimum wage. It was like the first one of the first businesses joint venture between the California correction system and outside business owners. And this guy named Pierre Slayman, who had he had investors such as Kathleen Gifford in the Honduras. I'm not sure if you remember that a few years ago.
Yeah.
Kathleen Gifford had it. They accused her of investing in sweatshops in the Honduras.
Well, yes, she was also shot. She was shot too, and now she's crippled for the rest of her life, the same woman. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has his way of dealing with all of us. I'm not saying that was the right thing to do, but if she participated in any type of extracurricular activities rather than doing her governmental duties, then God brought it out when that situation took place. And I don't wish it on nobody, but we serve a mighty God who sits high and looks low, and he sees a lot of things. Now, look, we got about 5 to 7 more minutes left in the show. Before we go off this show, I want to hear from you. What has God done for you to get your life back with your family?
God kept me strong. God pushed me to stay in shape. Number one, because no matter what hopes, dreams, aspirations I had of surviving, if I didn't have my health, I wouldn't have anything. So it was something that I never really harped upon. I knew what I had to do. There were times when I was scared, a lot of times, but that's what courage is, pushing ahead when you're at just, you know, you don't freeze. You do what you have to do. And some things I'm not proud of, but I had to do what I had to do to survive. And now I have the opportunity to give back now. I would love to give back to the youth, to our not only our young black youth, but also people of color and everyone, because that's what it's about.
Well, I want to say this to you, Brother Sherwood. Brother Stephen, you still there too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And Sister Shai, still there?
Giving back in, pretty much.
Yes, and I do have copies of.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'd like to hear that. Say that again, Sister Shelley.
Yes, I said the video that I have the documentary on videotape.
Okay, I would love to see that. So we're gonna all get together. Now we have another caller calling in. I think this is from Texas. I want to hold on a second, and let's see here. I think we have a caller calling in. Okay, caller, welcome to the show in the 832 area code. Hello, caller, are you there? In the 832 area code.
It's Candy Davis. Lola says.
Now, if there's any noise in the background, if you could kind of like get in a more quieter area. Now, if you could. Now, hello? Hello? 832 area code, are you there? Hello? Okay, I don't think they can hear me on that line.
To call in from Texas.
Okay, we're gonna put that on hold, okay? To everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio, and I want to say to all my family in Texas, everywhere, wherever you are in Texas, Houston, Dallas, Lufkin, Nacogdoches, Diabol, I love y'all. All my family is listening to the show in Texas. All my people out there, Leola Brown in Atlanta and ATL, I'm sending a shout-out to you. I know you're listening to the show. We're going to get down with the real get down. To my friend Sherry Gordy and all the Motown family, I send a big shout out to you. To my people, Big Freeway, Rick Ross, keep up the good work, man. Do what you do. Tracy D. Sidevex out there on the East Coast in Jersey, shout out to you. to every civil rights activist across the United States of America that's doing something positive for the people, I send a shout out to you. To all my friends and all my family at Susan Miller Dorsey High School, I send a big shout out to you. And all my friends over at Crenshaw High, too. Okay? Well, anyway, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We keep it real on the show right now. We have some exclusive guests. Wait a minute, we got another caller calling in. Hold on, let's see. Let's see here what's going on. Caller in the 281 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And so could you tell us where you're calling from and tell us your name, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Houston, Texas. How you doing, Eddie Jones? This is Gigi.
Hey, Gigi, how are you? Welcome to the show. Gigi, how's everything going?
Everything's okay.
Would you like to say something to Sherwood or Steven or Shali?
Yeah, I'm glad to see you out.
Thank you.
And I will pray for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
As we are for you, as we're praying for you.
Thank you.
Now, Gigi, is there anything else you would you like to ask him a question, or you know, since you're here on the show, the talk show?
No, I was really just listening.
And I just want to ask you, Gigi,
bless
what
your
did
heart.
You get out of what? Hallelujah. Praise God. I see a lot, boy. It's a lot of callers. It's a lot of people listening to the show right now. This is a very important show because we do have family members that, that go into the system. But the thing is when they come home, you know, are you giving them the love that they need and are they giving you, are they getting the love and everybody just loving on each other and helping them heal and rehabilitate and get back to life because time waits for no one. So, Gigi, is there anything
Absolutely.
Else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I remember I had a lady, she was like a family member to me, but I didn't really know about Faces of Success Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish right there, I
wow.
could have right there gotten in contact with you to get her right there out of prison, but she had died around 2014 when I heard from her daughter.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
You know what? Hold on. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Now, everybody out there at the sound of my voice, dear God, we just come to you right now. Everybody that has lost their life waiting to get out of prison, bless them and their family right now in the mighty name of Jesus like never before.
Yes.
Everybody
Amen.
That's still behind the walls, wherever they are right now in the United States of America, bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet right now, whether they're in there for something that they did do, or something that they've been accused of, or something that who knows what happened, the crookedness of the system. We ask for a blessing, God. I ask that you
yes.
bless Miss Patricia right now, God. Give her strength. I ask that you bless
yes.
Stephen and Shali and Brother Sherwood, my family and everybody's family who's listening to the show. And I want to
yes.
thank everybody, and I want to thank God for what he has done. I want to thank God for
thank
what
you,
he's
Jesus.
Going to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Jesus,
so,
amen.
I had to cover that. I had to cover that right now. I mean, you know.
That's right.
Thank
you. We got to give God. Amen. Praise God. Now, Sister Gigi, hold on. I think we had another caller calling. We got callers calling. Don't go nowhere. Shali, you there?
I'm not.
I'm here.
Steven, you there?
Yes, I'm
Steven,
here.
You there? Sherwood?
I'm here.
Sherwood, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Sister Gigi, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, caller in the 832 area code. Caller in the 832 area code. Are you there? Texas, are you listening to the show? I got you live on the radio right now. Say something if you're calling from the 832 area code. I don't think they can hear me. Hello?
I think it's a bad
Ron? Cousin Ronnie, are you there? Cousin
hello?
Ronnie, are you there? Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Cousin Veronica, all the way from Texas, tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm in Houston, well, Katy, Texas this time.
Hey, man, well, welcome to the show. Please say hi to Sherwood, Steven, Shali, and Gigi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Cousin Veronica, you know we normally do the sports on the show, so we don't have a lot of time today. But do you have a question or a statement for Sherwood or anything about the show?
No, I was just going to let them know my heart goes out to all the people that do have felonies. I have a son that's going through that, a brother and a cousin, so I am an advocate for felons. And I hate the way that people in society treat them like they're nobody. So I get really torn up when I have to hear things like that, because the world has not been fair to people just because they have a felony. And like Eddie said, we've all done something. We just hadn't got caught. So
right.
I do pray for you all, and may God be with you.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much. God
bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Now, I want everybody out there to know you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're here every single Monday. Next Monday, we're going to have Miss Tammy Simpson. And don't go anywhere, Cousin Veronica. You stay on the phone and out there in Houston, Texas. We are going to have
Eddie
Simpson. Yes, sir.
Can I just, like 15 seconds, I just want to, you know, people of color, black folks specifically, what a lot of people don't understand is when they incarcerate one of our loved ones, a part of us becomes incarcerated too. So just trying to make sure that we rekindle all of those bits and pieces of us that have been incarcerated, and when we come back, if we're able to come back with our loved one, there's a process that needs to happen that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. I don't know if it's the counseling, but it's definitely dialogue that needs to come back in, because so many years and time has passed, people have changed. You know, and getting back into, like, when my brother went away, all of our matriarchs and patriarchs, they were still here. But when he got out, they were gone. So if we don't take up the armor and fight through all of these things that are coming against us as a family, as a black family first, then we're running uphill as opposed to being able to celebrate our loved ones when they get home. So that would be something
Brother Stephen.
Yes, sir.
Brother Stephen, on that note, right there, what we're going to do, and Brother Sherwood, we're going to talk more deeper, and Brother Stephen and Shali and Gigi and Cousin Ronnie out there. But next week I'm going to have Tammy Simpson on the show. And I'm also going to work on getting a police officer on the show, but we're going to have a psychologist, which is actually my cousin. His name is Charles Jones, and he's the one of the only African Americans that's been inducted into the Psy-Chi International Honor Society for Psychology. So he came on the show before, and we had him on the show before. So we're going to have him on the show again so callers can call in, because counseling is really important, and us as African Americans, we are so taboo. We're so taboo about getting counseling and talking to a psychologist. If we have a situation or we have a problem, we need to talk to somebody, because if we don't talk to somebody, anything could happen. So that's very, very important.
Right.
So we're going to work on getting my cousin Charles Jones, who is a psychologist, back on the show and talk about how to heal from our wounds that we've gotten over the years of dealing with the system, the judicial system, the injustice of the judicial system, and the unfairness that these district attorneys and that they do to incarcerate our people. Also, we're going to have Miss Tammy Simpson, and she's going to come on. Her son was murdered. He was on his way to the NBA, and some guys that were training with him got jealous because he got a full scholarship, and they beat him up and they killed him. So we'll have Tammy.
Wow.
I'll send a big shout out to you. I know you're listening to the show, Tammy Simpson. You know, God bless you out there in Houston, Texas. You know, I was out there for the No More Violence. They made me the president of No More Violence Los Angeles. I was out there for the No More Violence conference in Dallas, Texas. And so I went to the now I'm the president. So we're here in L.A., so we're looking for a building. We need people to help us with this. We have a 501c3, which is a nonprofit status, so you can make a donation to us. We need vans. We need two vans to take kids to the park, to the games, get them out the community, keep them busy, get them in football, tennis, track, whatever they want to do. And we're working on that right now as we speak. So my email address is nomoreviolencelosangeles@yahoo.com. It's a whole word, nomoreviolencelosangeles@yahoo.com. You can reach out to me there. If you want to talk with me, you can reach out to me there. You want to get with me and we can do something great about No More Violence, or you want to volunteer for No More Violence, or you want to sponsor some of the kids for No More Violence, that's how you reach me, okay? God bless everybody out there. It's about time for me to close out the show. I've got to head to a homegoing celebration with my father-in-law, you know, so pray for me today. I need that prayer, that upliftment.
Yeah, our condolences.
You know, even if
you're,
we're definitely
thank you so very much, everybody.
Yes, my condolences.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Gigi, everybody. Thank you, Cousin Veronica, Stephen, Brother Sherwood, and Shali. I thank everybody right now. Now, I just want to tell everybody, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and I just want to give Brother Sherwood, go ahead and take 30 seconds and give us your closing remarks.
Okay. You never know what life holds in store for you, you know. I mean, you can't undo the past, but you can try to use that as a springboard on which you can try to live out the remainder of your life, you know, doing right and what you know is just and good in your heart. And just by giving back, you know, you pay it forth. And it's always been a lifelong dream of mine to give talks to kids about, you know, the dangers of coming to prison. And what can happen to you? You make a, you're gonna make it out. So
yeah, Brother Sherwood, we're gonna do that, man. We're gonna try to work on setting you up where you can talk to kids about how to stay out of prison. We're gonna work on that. That's called WIP. That's work in progress. All right, brother.
Okay, and I just want to thank God and you, brother. You know, Eddie, Pastor, for this opportunity because. Wow, it was like everything. I'm sent home with no money, no food, pretty much no food, and you know my wife is sick, and it's like, you know, God works in mysterious ways. So I thank God and I thank you for this blessing. And once
now,
again,
Brother Sherwood,
now
Brother Sherwood, hey, thank you so much, Brother Sherwood. If anybody wants to reach out to get you a bag of groceries for you and your wife, or do anything. Do you have a phone number where people can reach you if they want to reach out to you and help you in any kind of way while you're going through?
Yes, that's 562-333-1889.
Okay, say that one more time, please.
That's 562-333-1889. Eight nine. Then there's another phone number for my wife, Pat, and she sends her love to everyone that was kind enough to take in your talk show this morning. Her number is 562-760-0085.
Okay, say that number one more time.
562.
Mm-hmm.
760-0085, and that's Pat, that's Patricia.
Okay, now you said it earlier that your wife is fighting, is it leukemia?
Cancer.
Cancer, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are going to stay in prayer, and everybody on the show, I want you to pray for Ms. Pat about this cancer. And I believe that God will come through because he says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. So I know that God has a blessing for your wife, and God has provided you to come home to be able to give her whatever kind of love, unconditional love that you can. And so, Brother Sherwood, keep up the good work. Now, Sister Shali, go ahead on and say a few words before you go. You're welcome, brother.
I just wanted to...
I just wanted to thank you. And just for a quick moment, Father, we bless you for Eddie. We thank you for his vision. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have in store for him and for launching something great beyond what he even think or imagine. I thank you, Lord God, for every person on this call, whether they're on the phone or whether they're in listening land. Bless you for this family that he's going to go and celebrate their homegoing. I pray for unity. I thank you, Lord God, because in you all things are possible. And I just bless you for our family being able to stay together and love each other. And thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity for us to come together. As one of our dad's songs says, come together. We need each other. And so I just bless you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus'
name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I, you know what? I'm holding my tears back, y'all. I mean, this is really getting, you know, it's hitting me right in the heart. And you know, this is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. Brother Stephen, give us some closing remarks, man.
Just giving an honor to God and your form, Eddie. Keep up the good work, brother, because if you allow him to keep using you, you'll be able to continue to keep touching families one at a time. And everywhere you go, we travel with you in heart and mind and spirit. You know, everybody that's on the call, our prayers are with you as a family, and just continue to lean on God.
Yes. Amen. I receive that in the mighty name. I receive that in Jesus' name. Sister Gigi, give us some closing words there.
I thought you just went off.
You don't have much to say right now.
Okay, Sister Gigi, that's all right. Now, Sister Cousin Veronica, give us some closing words.
I am just happy to have you back on the show again. I enjoy listening to you, and I just can't wait till we can do the Behind the Walls again.
Amen. Praise God for Behind the Walls, and send all my love to all my family out there in space. Now, Brother Sherwood, are you there? Brother Sherwood, are you there? Okay, we can hear Brother Sherwood, but I don't know if he can hear me. Can Stephen, can you get Brother Sherwood's attention?
And you know, we're all in separate locations.
Oh, my God.
So I think he's talking to his wife, but.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, okay, Brother Sherwood, if you can hear me there.
Give my number to him.
Brother Eddie?
Okay, well, yes.
This
yes?
is Charlotte. I wanted to let you know I'm suicide prevention and crisis
okay.
intervention specialist.
Like that.
Really?
And also,
well, that's wonderful.
Yes, and also,
oh, that's beautiful.
Also,
well, okay, so what we're going to do is, what we're going to do is, because I got to get out of here, what we're going to do is we're going to touch bases. Your brother has my number, so please get my number from your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. I wanted to get Brother Sherwood. He, okay, Brother Sherwood, are you there?
Get up there.
Metro Zone.
Okay.
So, I have to put Brother Sherwood on hold because I didn't want all his business out there on the show, but you know, I want you to pray for Brother Sherwood, and we want to thank Brother Sherwood for coming on the show today. I want to thank him for his uplifting and positive words. I want to thank him for testifying about the truth about his life and what he went through, because until we walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you know, how can we, you know, judge anybody for whatever transpired or happened? No one is an island. No one person is an island. You know, we all go through things in different ways. But to come on and talk about being in prison for 30 years, to talk about readapting. We talked about economics in the system. We talked about how to get jobs if you have a felony. We talked about survival in the prison system. We talked about the corruption in the prison system. I'm about to go, you guys. But before I go, I just want to send a shout-out to everybody that's listening to the show. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We're here every Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And next week we're going to have some very wonderful exclusive guests. I want to thank all my callers from Texas, from Chicago. I see calls coming from Vegas. I see calls coming from all over the place. I just want to thank you guys all for listening to the show, for supporting me. Keep me in prayer today. It's going to be one of those days, but I know that God will give me the strength to endure. So to all my guests that are on the phone right now, to you, Shiley, to Brother Stephen, to Cousin Veronica, and to Gigi and all of you, thank you all for coming on the show, too. God bless you all.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
And Eddie,
like,
it is good to have. Eddie,
yes,
I just want to say
ahead.
It is good to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Gigi. Thank you guys for the unconditional love and all the support that you guys give me. I'm going to jump from one outfit into a suit and get down here to the church. And I want to say that I love everybody on the phone. I love everybody that's listening to the show. My heart goes out right now. Don't forget to pray for Louisiana. They're flooding out there. People are dying. Don't forget to pray about them. Don't forget to pray about what's going on in Milwaukee where the young man was shot and killed. And don't forget to pray for my brother Sherwood and his family. And don't forget to pray for his wife, Patricia. And please, 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 remember never to forget that the only limit in life is the one that we put on ourselves, so let there be no limits. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. All right? So let's stick together. And if black lives really matter, then we'll stop hurting, killing, and saying and doing bad things to one another. God bless you guys. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I'll see you next week, same time. Don't forget. I can't wait to talk to y'all next week, okay? I love y'all. Peace. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio.
The Eddie Jones Talk Show, coming to you live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Eddie Jones Jr., a native of Los Angeles, California, has been president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association for 10 years and a public servant for the last 20 years. Mr. Jones has worked with a variety of leaders from all over the United States, such as Dr. Earl Ofari Hutchinson, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Yvonne Burke, Congresswoman Diane Watson, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. III, John Mack, Councilman Herb Wesson, Councilman Bernard Parks, Dick Gregory, Danny Bakewell Sr., and a host of governors, congresspeople, and council people. Tune in every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can tune in at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Click on the guest photo or link to listen live, or listen in at 323-642-1569. Press 1 to comment on the show.